In Vilnius, Čiurlionis met a young woman who became the person who was closest to him. After studying at the Jagiellonian University in Krakow and in women's advanced courses there, Sofija Kymantaitė arrived in Vilnius in the autumn of 1907. She started working at the editorial office of the newspaper Viltis and became involved in the work of the Women's Congress and the Žiburėlis Society. This society was organizing a commemoration of Vincas Kudirka, so Sofija wrote a letter to Čiurlionis inviting him to come to Vilnius and perform a concert at the event. Soon after, he arrived in Vilnius. After learning that he was going to be at the dress rehearsal of Gabrielius Landsbergis Žemkalnis play, she went there with Felicija Bortkevičienė to coordinate the details of the upcoming concert. Sofija later commented in her memoirs that when seeing Konstantinas, suddenly a huge wave washed over my heart. I knew absolutely everything. It's him, I said to myself as if surrounded by a nebula, while I was waiting for Bortkevičienė to bring him to me. Čiurlionis kindly agreed to participate in the event, which took place a week later. Sofija's words about Kudirka, imbued with romantic pathos, greatly influenced the audience. Čiurlionis performed after the intermission and afterwards sat down next to the 21-year-old woman. He said, "You spoke so beautifully. While listening to you, I decided that you will teach me Lithuanian." Sofija did not object. Čiurlionis thus described Sofija after their first acquaintance. "Miss Kymantaitė is very beautiful. She completed Baranetsky advanced courses in Krakow, works in the editorial office of the Viltis newspaper, and speaks excellent Lithuanian. She doesn't want to give me lessons, but that's all right." The two would meet in her rented room three times a week. They studied the Lithuanian language from Jonas Jablonskis' textbook and also from songbook collections by Antanas Juška and Liudvikas Rėza. They also discussed literature, music, and art. Soon they became close friends, and the young woman wrote articles for the press inviting more people to join the choir directed by Čiurlionis. Shortly after the opening of the second Lithuanian art exhibition, the artist invited her to his room. This is how Sofija remembered the encounter. "There was a small sofa by the window with a round table in front of it, and a piano by the wall on the right. I sat down on the sofa and closed my eyes. Konstantinas improvised. How much time has passed? Hour? Half an hour? I do not know. The music fell silent and twilight filled the room. In that twilight, it seemed to me that the melodies were continuing to sway. I stood up. Incredible joy and endless sadness took my breath away. I got up from my place and standing behind him, I began to stroke the back of his head and bent down to kiss his proud forehead. Without a word, he pressed my hands to his lips. It was the line neither of us dared to cross." The creative ideas of Konstantinas and Sofija became quickly intertwined. Čiurlionis' songs for the choir were composed based on his fiancée's poetry. They both collaborated on the Jūratė opera project. A series of essays jointly written by them comprised the book In Lithuania. Through his friendship with Sofija, the young woman whose eyes were like the sea, Čiurlionis had the opportunity to visit her hometown of Plungė and to spend several summer months by the Baltic Sea in Palanga. These experiences greatly enhanced his creative powers. While at the seaside, he began to paint some of his most impressive cycles: the Sea Sonata, Prelude and Fugue, the triptych Fantasy. On January 1, 1909, the couple got married and left for St. Petersburg. Čiurlionis returned to Vilnius for only a few weeks in June of the same year. It was the last time that Čiurlionis was to perform in this city. He had also been commissioned to paint a stage curtain for the Rūta Society. Sofija, who had already become Mrs. Čiurlionienė by the time, also contributed to the project. Čiurlionis wrote, "I painted the curtain for the Rūta Lithuanian Society. I was very happy. I stretched a 6x4 meter canvas on the wall, primed it myself, sketched out the contours with charcoal in 2 days, and then, with the help of a ladder, a painting was done on fast forward. Zosia helped me a lot in designing the flowers, and the work was squeaking forward. After closing the door of this improvised workshop, Čiurlionis never resided in Vilnius again. Although he did occasionally visit the city in the autumn of that year before he left for St. Petersburg.